Thank you, Kim. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include how a man finds love after a life-changing diagnosis and council leaders condemned closure of 38 of Norfolk's children's centres. But first, a skier who is taking on the slopes at a winter sports centre.
Flying down the slopes of a dry ski slope can be a scary experience for anyone, and possibly more so for a deafblind person. That's just what John Churcher has been doing, relying on his other senses to guide him down the course. The 45-year-old from Birmingham has been making the trip to Norfolk Snow Sports Club in Trouse, Norwich, to take up the sport. Mr. Churcher was born with hearing problems and started to lose his sight when he was 14. Aside from skiing, he is also a paraclimber, which is where he met his friend Lauren Beans, who lives in Lingwood near Norwich. Norfolk Snow Sports Club is one of the largest dry ski slopes in the country and offers skiing, snowboarding and tubing.
An increasing number of animals is being harmed by plastic litter, with Norfolk ranking the worst in the region for the problem. The RSPCA's animal welfare charity latest data on litter-related incidents revealed that, despite a national fall in general litter since 2015, harmful incidents involving plastic waste had substantially increased. In Norfolk, the figure had risen from 11 cases in 2015 to a whopping 34 last year, accounting for more than half of all litter incidents where animals were harmed.
Why buy just one house when you could snap up a whole street? It's not for the faint-hearted. Instead of buying one home, which is stressful enough, you can actually own a whole row of houses in Norwich. You can currently buy 7 terraced houses in a cul-de-sac off Nelson Street for £1.99 million, 9 improved houses on Starling Road for £2.75 million, or 4 Victorian terraces, each with a newly painted red front door, on Cathedral Street for £1.2 million. But with the armchair investor market drying up over Brexit concerns, as well as the high cost of stamp duty involved, estate agents are finding a distinct lack of buyers. The 7 6-bedroom purpose-built student properties off Nelson Street, giving a total of 42 bedrooms, have been for sale since November 2017. This is despite each room being let for £380 a month, equating to a rental yield of 8.2%.
A Norwich man who had a 6-inch tumour removed from his brain has spoken out about how it is possible to find love again after such a serious condition. Mike Palmer, 52, started to suffer with cluster headaches in 2010. But as they got more frequent and the pain worsened, more tests were carried out and it emerged Mr. Palmer had a brain tumour. What would follow 2 years later would be hours of surgery, and even now, more than 3 years on, he is suffering the effects. But last year he married Debbie, and the pair wanted to show that even when an acquired brain injury can change someone completely, it did not have to change a relationship. Mr. and Mrs. Palmer, who live in Sampson Road, Helsden, first met in June 2013 at a Serac dancing class before the full extent of Mr. Palmer's brain injury would be revealed in August 2015. Mr. Palmer said around 2/3 of couples split up after an acquired brain injury because of the pressure, but he had found help through Jubilee House, based at the Coleman Hospital, and charity Headway. Physically, Mr. Palmer still has numbness on the left side of his body, and he is also affected by extreme fatigue, mood swings, and difficulty in communicating. Mr. Palmer added, "It is life-changing, but there is life and love after an acquired brain injury.
Shoplifting in Norfolk supermarkets increased by more than 70% in 4 years, with 1,377 incidents recorded in 2017. Figures from Norfolk Police show there were 5,311 recorded incidents of theft from supermarkets between 2014 and August 2018, the equivalent of three a day. It comes as national figures show a 7% increase over the same period. Supermarket theft spiked from 860 incidents in 2015 to 1,379 in 2016 in Norfolk. In 2017, the number of recorded incidents only dropped slightly to 1,377. In 2014, the figure stood at 800. James Martin, the trade organisation's crime and security advisor, said, "These figures indicate that, despite the best efforts of our members, criminals are increasingly targeting supermarkets. We acknowledge the difficult resourcing and prioritisation decisions which police forces face, but it is clearly time that every police force gives retail crime the strategic priority it deserves." Norfolk Police said its crime recording system does not have a location category specifically for supermarkets only.
The impending closure of 38 of Norfolk's children's centres has been condemned by City Council leaders. Norfolk County Council's Children's Service Committee voted by 9-4 to agree a shake-up, which will see the Conservative-controlled council move away from using the centres to directly provide services to a new, more targeted early childhood and family service. Five centres in Norwich City Council's boundaries will be shut, with three remaining open as bases for outreach work. The County Council says that will lead to better targeting of families in most need, with workers going to their homes, to libraries, village halls and other community facilities. But Karen Davis, the City Council's Cabinet Member for Social Inclusion, blasted the decision at a meeting at City Hall. She said, "I will absolutely condemn the closure of the children's centres. The County Council has given no details about how what remnants of the service will be weighted by deprivation and the need, and there is no clarity on what the criteria will be to access the new service."
That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Sarah Lusher and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.